Last night in Tampa, neighbors opposed to a proposed tent city to house 250 people in the East Lake Park District east of Tampa kept the pressure up at a zoning master hearing. Catholic Charities has proposed using 12 acres of church-owned land off East Hillsborough Avenue near I-4 for about 250 tents and 6-foot by 8-foot wooden sheds known as casitas. It would be similar to the Pinellas Hope tent city near Clearwater. In order to assuage concerned citizens in the neighborhood, Catholic Charities announced a series of changes in its original request to rezone the land and get the support of the county commission, who will decide the issue in October. Kathy Bryant is a critic of the proposed tent city.
If you want to build it and make it work, don't make it permanent. Let's have a trial period. Let's make sure this is the right place. That really does make sense. You would do the same thing with alcohol zoning or with any other, we're not sure if this is going to work here kind of thing. A parcel limitation. No additional homeless encampments to be allowed on the same parcel. So if you limit the number of people that you can have, you can't have two of them on the same parcel.
Brian said she wanted a medical assessment for all those who officially enter the tent city and also wanted a code of behavior.
But the one thing that we want to consider here is that we have no littering, no loitering, quiet hours. We have no panhandling or begging. And we need to have accountability. If they can make them behave inside the tent city, then we need to make them behave outside the tent city because there are guests.
Crystal Range from East Lake Park was not moved by the changes made by Catholic Charities.
And changing the wording of what they will call the tents, casitas, as far as lodging or housing, still does absolutely nothing to address the concerns. As well as what was mentioned before about the jail, there is a difference because those people will be roaming the streets. They don't roam when they're in jail. And walking 2,100 feet as opposed to 500 feet does absolutely nothing to make the community any safer from people who are used to walking all day long.
Hal Hart has been with the spokesman for East Lake Park residents. He disparaged Pinellas Hope, the tent city created in Pinellas County by the same organization trying to provide housing in Hillsborough County.
16% of those discharged from this tent city are still off the streets after 6 months. And if you look at any other program in the country, you're approaching 40%. Miami-Dade is approaching 60%. Tents are not a part of the solution. There isn't a homeless coalition in this state or in this country that will tell you that it is.
Hart also quoted the executive director of the Hillsborough County Homeless Coalition, Ramey Knuckles, of being critical of any homeless institution that would house as many as 250 people. Knuckles responded.
So you have shelters and then you have permanent housing. And so those are two separate issues. So I just didn't want to have any misunderstanding with regard to what the 10-year plan was stating from that perspective, because there are six different phases to the 10-year plan.
The 10-year plan is a document to attempt to end homelessness in the county. Catholic Charities attorney Judy James addressed concerns about what their facility does when they boot somebody from their site.
The person is given a bus pass and escorted to bus transportation. If bus transportation is not readily available, homeless encampment will arrange for alternative transportation, such as a private vehicle or taxi service. And then it goes on to say, if in the opinion of the host entity, any rejected, ejected individual poses a potential threat to the community, the police are contacted immediately.
Frank Murphy is with Catholic Charities. He spoke to hearing officer James Scarola and the audience about what a tent city actually is.
Oprah came to ours and said, this is not what I wanted. This is not a tent city. This is a community. The fact is, we do intake. We provide security. We provide them shelter. We provide them food. Caseworkers, public defenders, mental health support, medical support. We don't just put people in tents. It's not a tent city. It's a community of people trying to get back up on their feet, trying to get stable, and trying to get into permanent housing, back with their families, or to support.